so get this on tape. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 For surely, my son, I would say unto you this day, that even in times past, you've had anointing upon you. But I would say unto you, like Samuel came forth and anointed David a second time, God is going to anoint you with a greater anointing than you've ever had before. It's going to be an anointing that you're not going to understand at first, but you're going to find yourself doing and saying things that you never would have said or done in the past. Because my spirit, saith the Lord, is going to begin to come upon you so mightily that you're not going to be able to contain it. And as you travel throughout the world, I'm going to cause even an anointing to break the yokes in people's hearts and in their minds. And they're going to be set free. But they're going to be set free as you are obedient and speak the word that I tell you to speak. And you do what I tell you to do. I'm going to tell you to do some things that you've never done before. And you're going to find that as you do it, I'm going to let my anointing flow in such a way that it will be an overwhelming anointing.
Amen.
And many will be set free, and many will be released. For surely, my son, I would say unto you this day that I love you, and I know that you love me, and you've committed your heart unto me. But I say unto you this day, this is a new day for you. You're going to go forth with a new anointing. You're going to go forth with a new power. You're going to go forth with a new word, even, saith the Lord. A word that's going to set the captives free.
Amen.
Father, in Jesus' name, right now, let that anointing flow down over Tamay. Let him flow from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Father, we know that you dwell inside of him. He's the temple of God. But let him even feel that anointing flowing down over his head, down to the soles of his feet. And as he feels that anointing, Lord, he's going to know that he knows that he knows that you're doing a mighty work in him, a special thing from this day forward. And I thank you, Lord, and I ask you to just bless him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I would say unto thee, my son, as the Lord had showed me, so shall I you. In the past days you have had like a hitch in your get along. But I would say unto thee, that hitch is being removed, saith the Lord. And I'm giving you not only feet to walk, but I'm giving you feet to run. And saith the Lord, that you will run in my word, saith the Lord, and proceed out of my mouth, saith the Lord. You will speak the word, and the word will become flesh and dwell among them, saith the Lord. And you will know that you know that you know. It is I that is not only quickening thy feet, but quickening my word unto you to unto them. For it is from me to you to them, saith the Lord. It is not about you, it's all about them, saith the Lord. So glorify me in thy steps, saith the Lord, and let thy feet be swift and moving, saith the Lord, and you shall move to many valleys and many hills, saith the Lord, and you shall not struggle, and you shall not fall in strength, because I not send you in your strength, saith the Lord, but I send you in mine, in Jesus' name.
Thank you. You know, God is standing over here, he's showing me a young boy, and as a young boy becomes a teenager, a lot in his life changes. And then a teenager becomes a young man, and even more starts to change. And then as that young man becomes a mature man, there's truths about life that he could have never imagined when he was a boy, or a teen, or a young man. And God's ready to pour those truths into you that maybe on time you couldn't have imagined being true. But you're mature enough now that he's ready to put it in you so that you can speak it forth.
Just a short word. When I stepped up on the platform, I smelled a sweet fragrance in the natural, and I guess it was your cologne. And as soon as I smelled that, the Lord said, I'm placing a fragrance on you of Jesus Christ, and everywhere you go, that fragrance is going to draw people to you, and you will then lead them to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Almighty, Everlasting Father.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we sang a song about draw me, Lord. And the scripture says, when I am lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And God's going to use you as a drawer because you're lifting him up. And Jesus is the light of the world. Now he says, now you go. You're the light of the world. So lift me up and I will draw all men unto me. And in times past, you have had great joy. You have had great joy. Everywhere you go, you bring joy. And the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And he says, I'm going to give you more joy. I'm going to give you more strength. But I also want you to understand that Paul said there was places that the Lord had me in that I despaired of my very life. And he said, but the reason why he did that was to let me know that my strength comes from him. Amen. And not from me. So, Father, pour the joy on him and put the strength in him for your glory in Jesus' name.
You know, Tammy, you know, you've always had a lively spirit in the Lord. And you know something? The Lord's saying to me right now, your spirit is going to become more lively. And you are going to become such, it's going to exude from you encouragement and liveliness in the Lord. And it's going to reach out into neighborhoods and areas that you never thought it would touch. And it's going to draw people to the Lord like unbelievable amounts of people that you've never even believed going to happen.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. I'd like to pray for this lady over here.
Amen. Thank you.
You guys come over with me.